persecution, and an annual celebration bookend today's Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Our first report takes us to Nigeria, where enemies surround Christ's followers. And then later, things change to a lighter tone as we celebrate deaf accomplishments. All this and more coming up. But first, a central Nigerian leader says the threat of COVID-19 pales in comparison to the violence of Muslims against Christians in his country. This was reported to the UK Parliament shortly after COVID-19 reached Nigeria, and the violence has only worsened since then, killing and displacing thousands. Ed Weaver of Spoken Worldwide says this persecution doesn't just come from armies like Boko Haram, though.
The Muslim herdsmen believe that all cattle are theirs, that God gave them all the cattle on the planet. And so if you've got herds of cattle and you're not Fulani, they have a God-given right to take those back. They're kind of going, no, this isn't stealing. We're just taking back what is ours, rightfully ours, God-given.
Spoken Worldwide has launched a translation of oral Nigerian languages into scripture using programs like Zoom to communicate despite COVID-19. Weaver asks believers to pray for this work.
We need protection for our teams, particularly as people begin a project and it becomes known in a region that they are dealing with the Word of God, that they are translating it into a mother tongue. There will be opposition, and the opposition will come from those places that we've already mentioned, whether it's Boko Haram, whether it's the Fulani.
Next, necessities are hard to come by for families due to the coronavirus pandemic, and Kenyan girls are greatly feeling its effects. Tumaini with FMI says,
there are things that a girl child cannot do without. Number one is what we call sanitary towel. And so those girls who cannot get them will try to get them at all cost. And so men will take advantage of them. Most of our girls began to be pregnant.
School was sometimes the only safety net girls had from things like violence, domestic abuse, assault, and forced marriages. With COVID-19 shutdowns, many are left vulnerable.
During school times, the government will provide them at a time. But since the schools have been closed down, there was no way how the government could have a close contact to provide those important things to them.
Despite the pandemic, there are ways we can speak into the issue. Tumaini shares a couple of ways.
As a minister, as a man of God, first, I'm really praying for them. Second, if we could provide a way for the time being to provide those things.
And it's day two in the International Week of the Deaf, an annual celebration of deaf culture, accomplishments, and sign languages. There are approximately 70 million deaf people worldwide, and they use more than 350 unique sign languages. But none of them have a complete Bible, except for American Sign Language. That translation went live earlier this month, and it took nearly 40 years to finish. Wycliffe USA's Andy Keener explains.
The amount of technical skill needed is so much more than what we need for just written translation. So it is a bigger task. It often takes longer. Deaf Mission was really paving new ground in the translation of 4 years ago. They said, we're about 16 years from completion. And a number of organizations got together and said, if we had the resources, could we do it in four? And they developed a plan to come alongside of them and say, let's do this so that we're no longer at zero, now we're at one.
Now that you know, will you help us spread the word? Look for this story at missionnews.org and share it on your platforms.
Raising that awareness helps make sure that we're connecting really well with deaf people and that they're not left out, especially of the message of the gospel.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a pretty volatile year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be a voice for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.